Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Dolph Ziggler threatens to quit. AEW guys threaten each other. And Daniel Bryan says yes to the yes.
So you expect me to be the yes champ one more time just for Dublin?
Yeah! For Monday, November the 11th, 2019, this is your Cultaholic Daily Wrestling News.
Oh, a super kick!
Oh, my God!
By Dolph! Hook of the leg and a kick out at one! Ziggler surprising Goldberg with a super kick and another one! Goldberg down a second time! Covered by Dolph and Goldberg powers out!
Dolph's looking to put this away quick!
Turn Ziggler inside out!
So what you heard there was pretty much the entire Dolph Ziggler versus Goldberg match from SummerSlam 2019. Couple of decent super kicks, big old spear, another spear, big jackhammer, then some bits afterwards where Goldberg just kept coming out and battering Dolph Ziggler. They really made it into quite the moments during the SummerSlam night. And it wasn't actually meant to go down that way at all, as we have discovered. Alex McCarthy was chatting to Dolph Ziggler for TalkSport. And Dolph Ziggler talks about the process of building that match. Ziggler says that as a kid, he was a fan, but as a grown-up, he's here to do business and make special things. He says, I try not to be a fan. I try and find out what the business is and try and work out the moments in the match. Ziggler says, having that moment where you're told you're the guy to do this, to set the record straight and give this guy this fantastic match is fantastic. Of course, Goldberg, this was his first match since his match in Saudi Arabia against The Undertaker. Less said about that, the better. So there was a bit of rehabilitation to do for Goldberg in this. And Dolph Ziggler talks about how honored he was to be in that situation until he found out, quote, it's going to be Bell Spear. And, Bell, spear. Ding, ding, spear. 1, 2, 3. Dolph Ziggler says, I fought all day long and threatened to leave. I did everything I could do. I said, give me 2 damn minutes. And I got a minute. Whatever. What are you going to do? So Dolph Ziggler threatened to leave the WWE if he didn't get 2 minutes with Goldberg, as opposed to the original 10 seconds that was on the cards originally. I'm really glad that, one, Dolph Ziggler didn't leave, because I still believe Dolph Ziggler is an excellent performer. And also, I'm really glad that we got the match that we did. If you consider the alternatives, right? If it's either going to be the match that we got, which genuinely... It popped us when we were watching, me and Ross, when we watched SummerSlam 2019 together here at Cultaholic. Like that moment where Ziggler hits the first super kick.
Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God!
No!
Oh my God!
Yes, Bill! Come on, Bill!
Come on, Alex!
Yes! What a spear that was! Shades of 1998 again! Oh, what a spear that was!
Yeah, that's what it did. Compare that to what we would have had. I think the former. Most definitely the former. It also says something as well about, and again, this is before AEW launched on TV, but it was very much on the horizon at this point. There was obviously a concern to placate Dolph Ziggler because he'll just go to AEW. As soon as he gets his first chance, he's going to be over in AEW doing some mad stuff. But there you go. Fun story for the morning. Dolph Ziggler nearly left the WWE over that match with Goldberg.
I've seen a lot worse in the world of football, both in England and the NFL. I've seen a lot worse, and I saw a lot worse tonight. But yeah, they scrapped around. But the next, it was cool. It was cool the next. It was cool yesterday. It's cool today. It's fine.
Tony, will that count towards Excalibur's record in AEW?
I wouldn't. It would be a draw, I think, for bad best. But.
Several reports from several sources have talked about an incident that took place around AEW Full Gear between Jimmy Havoc and AEW commentator Excalibur. Bodyslam.net described what happened. It took place in a restaurant during StarCast on Thursday night. And this comes from Bodyslam.net. They say, according to a source I spoke with close to the situation, I was told that at some point during the altercation, Jimmy Havoc threw a punch at Excalibur but missed, which led to Excalibur putting Havoc in a chokehold to put him to sleep. Atlas Security stepped in and got Excalibur to release the chokehold. However, the incident was not over, because when Havoc came to, he once again throws a punch at Excalibur, only this time he connected. This resulted in a skirmish slash brawl slash pull apart between the two until Atlas Security could break it up and escort Jimmy Havoc outside. Once outside, a member of Atlas Security was attempting to calm an intoxicated Jimmy Havoc down, but this was interrupted when Excalibur came outside to try and talk things out. Jimmy was still upset and was not wanting to talk, and was said to have thrown his cell phone in the direction of Excalibur, missing him, but not the wall, as his phone broke into pieces. Security again separated the two, sending Excalibur back inside, where they waited for an Uber to pick up Havoc and take him back to the hotel. Now, Tony Khan was asked about the altercation in his post-Full Gear media scrum. He said, I wouldn't call it a fight. I've seen a lot worse in the world of football, both in England and in the NFL. I've seen a lot worse, and I saw a lot worse tonight at Full Gear. They scrapped around, and it was cool yesterday. I quite like that Tony Khan was so willing just to discuss it. I think sometimes in some other organizations, you would probably be one to bury that sort of thing and hope nobody mentions it. But I like that Tony Khan. I like the whole Tony Khan scrum afterwards anyway, where he just talks quite openly about the business. I know you just don't, you see a bit more of that now with WWE through Triple H, which I think is great, but I'm enjoying watching Tony Khan do these as well, and I like the fact that he addressed it. Staying with AEW, they tweeted out an injury report on Cody after Full Gear, saying 8 stitches and a costochondral separation. He is not cleared for in-ring action at this time. I know. I went to dictionary.com as well when I heard costochondral. The costochondral joints are the joints between the ribs and the costal cartilage. It's around the front of the rib cage, apparently. If they're separated, they can take about 4 weeks to recover. Cody's going to be taking some time away, I do believe. I think it's right for him to sit out for a little while anyway, especially after, well, the hellacious match that was had with Jericho and that incredible moment at the end of it. You can find out everything about AEW when we do Full Gear Graded and the Full Gear WTF moment with Ross Twiddell a bit later on the Cultaholic YouTube channel. WWE has announced that Seth Rollins is officially the first member of Team Raw for Survivor Series. The full team is going to be revealed by the end of Monday Night Raw tonight. This is the episode of Monday Night Raw that they taped after SmackDown in Manchester on Friday night. It was a bumper show for people in Manchester. Expect also an announcement from Lana regarding the recent love triangle between Bobby Lashley and Rusev. And I know what it is. I've read the spoilers, but now isn't the time to talk about that particular thing. Being reported that Carolina, real name Catalina Garcia, is already being moved back to NXT. She only had a really short run in WWE as part of the Raw roster. She was brought in as the as a spoiler, basically, when Sin Cara was facing Andrade and had Zelina Vega in his corner. I think it was a great showing for Catalina. She's done nothing wrong at all. It was just part of a story that has now passed, and she will now go and do great things on NXT. AEW has reportedly signed another huge name to their women's roster. Big Swole, Ariel Munro, is officially All Elite, as reported by Bodyslam.net. Following her AEW Dark match against Hikaru Shida, they were so happy with the work that she did. They offered her a contract as soon as she walked back through the dusty position. Squared Circle Sirens have also followed this up to confirm it, and we'll be seeing an AEW announcement about it very soon. Nice work, Big Swole. John Cena's new movie has landed, Playing With Fire, and it's not gone particularly well. 25% on Rotten Tomatoes. And LA Times critic Katie Walsh has called it fecal-flecked nonsense. I mean, if you get time today, do take a look at some of the reviews for Playing With Fire from some of the critics. It's not a glowing endorsement, but hey, you know what? You know what? The Rock did the Tooth Fairy. So there's plenty of time to fix it, John Cena's movie career. This certainly isn't Panic Station. And finally, in Dublin, Daniel Bryan says yes to the yes.
So you expect me to be the yes champ one more time just for Dublin?
Yeah! There's been talk whether or not Daniel Bryan will be bringing the yes movement back. They mentioned it briefly on SmackDown, but this is the first time in a good few years that Daniel Bryan has officially led the crowd in a yes chant. So there's a very good chance that we are going to see a slow, gradual return of the yes movement. Dublin loved it, so we'll love it too. That'll do it for your Cultaholic Daily Wrestling News. Loads of new videos dropped over the weekend on the Cultaholic YouTube channel, including a brand new episode of Straight to Hell as Ross Twiddell speaks to Sammy Guevara from AEW's Inner Circle.
When guys are wrestling me, they think they have to do all this crazy stuff. And a lot of times I'm telling people like, hey, I think this is enough here. And they're like, are you serious? Like, what? Like, they're almost shocked that I'm telling them to slow down, like, to stop, because they think that that's all I do. But I'm like, nah, man, it's a lot of times other people are just doing all this crazy shit. And I'm just like, okay, I guess I'll do it too.
And find out what happened to every single member of Raven's flock from WCW. Some have even got normal jobs now. I know. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. I love you. Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.